Playing local on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. We chatted to Nick a couple of, I think it's almost a year ago, when we spoke about some of the stuff that he was doing with the World of Birds. Bit of a, would you call this a sideline project, Nick, that you're doing some work on your own? Firstly, welcome to the show. You're known as Cape Town's Prince of Pop, which is pretty cool. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a very nice moniker.
It really is. It's a good one. So World of Birds is the main focus for you, and you guys do incredible work, not only on the songs, but on your music videos. You got a little solo venture whereby you're aiming to release as much music as possible. How's it going?
Going very well. Yeah, the solo adventure has been good. It's kind of a platform for me to take music a little bit less seriously. The World of Birds is, especially in now these times we've really put our heads down and worked hard and working on a new album and things. And then we've had so much downtime in the last like year and a half of not touring that I've just kind of written music every day, and I kind of still want to release it, but The World of Birds has its place. And this is all just kind of fun. Write a song, put it out, let people hear it. That kind of thing. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. Let's talk about the latest release, which you mentioned is an ode to your girlfriend. It's called Stevie Hey You. Tell us more about it.
Well, yeah, this song has kind of been sitting for almost about 3 years. Just there was like bits and parts of it. And then starting to date my girlfriend in the past 2 years, she kind of finished it just because of been so in love, and it's been easy to write.
Aww.
And then I kind of wrote it just for her personally, kind of sent her a song and thought like, hey, this is great, and sent it to her over a year ago, and she's been wondering why I haven't released it. But it doesn't really fit with The World of Birds. It's a very pop song. Also, maybe I've been a bit embarrassed about putting it out because it is just a pure love song about how much I adore her. And then obviously she was wondering, if I adore her that much, why I haven't put it out. So I was like, actually, you're right. Here we go. Let the world know. So
yeah. And here you thought your solo work would be.
That's what the song's about.
Yeah, you thought your solo work would be less pressure than World of Birds, but a bit of pressure there on the love life, mate. It's a nice skill to have. I tell you what, I mean, if I want to sing a love song to my wife, she'll probably tell me to keep quiet because I can't sing at all. You guys are quite lucky. Was she impressed with the song when she heard it?
Yeah, she loves it. So the whole song is like the chorus. I speak about how much I love her family, and it's literally me saying, I love you, your mother, your sister, your brother, and go on. So the whole family is pretty chuffed with me.
Oh, yeah. So you're definitely invited to Christmas this year then?
That's where I'll be for Christmas, yeah.
Good man, good man. Tell us a bit about some of the other stuff that you're working on. We're going to play the song on air tonight, so please make sure you let your girlfriend and the family know that it's going to be played on air, which we're very excited. It's a very cool song. One more thing that I didn't mention, which is amiss of me, is that you're planning to release a debut album with a UK label called Platoon. Talk to me about that quickly.
Yes, they've actually kind of, they rescued us when we went into the pandemic, and we signed with the UK label Platoon. We're all planning on moving next year to work closely with them, and they just kind of gave us this great opportunity to record an album, and that's what we've been able to do while not touring. Obviously, a lot of shows have been cancelled, so they really have rescued us in a way and kind of kept our dream alive. So, that's how the album's coming.
Really sorry about the cancelled tour that you and I were speaking about off air, but please, when the new album drops, please let us know so we can have you back to talk about the new album. Nick Preen, the Prince of Pop from Cape Town. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the support.